They say that revenge is sweet, and perhaps in that moment when you exact revenge, it is. But pretty soon, it'll turn into a bitterness that'll rot your soul. Surely there must be a better way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Forgiving someone who's hurt you is one of the hardest things to do. And yet it's so important because without forgiveness, it's impossible to be free. But still, it's so difficult. Unless, that is, you do it Jesus' way. So, what is Jesus' way of finally forgiving people in your heart? Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45. You've heard it said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who treat you badly. If you do this, you'll be children who are truly like your Father in heaven. He lets the sun rise for all people, whether they're good or bad. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. Yeah, we all want to love the people who are nice to us and hate the people who aren't. But frankly, that doesn't work. But doing it Jesus' way, the more you pray for the people who treated you badly, the more that God sets you free from unforgiveness. The more the pain goes away, the more your life comes back, and then the more you're able to forgive them. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. Almost a quarter of a century ago, some people betrayed me and hurt me deeply. Man, I struggled with that for a long time until I did what Jesus told me to do. I prayed for them. These days, I'm free from the hurt, but I still pray for them. Love your enemies and pray for those who treat you badly. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Unforgiveness is something that rots your soul. It rots you to the very core, and that's why it's so important to let go. The only way I found to do that is to listen to Jesus, to let His word powerfully transform my life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.